Now, the main risk facing the Irish economy next year is Brexit, especially a disorderly Brexit, says the Central Bank in its macro review of 2018. And I'm joined in studio by their Deputy Governor, Sharon Donnery. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Good afternoon to you, Sharon Donnery. In a way, this is something we all know, that the economy is growing well, that our exports are growing, our inflation is low, our unemployment is low. But, and the big but, is the uncertainty of Brexit next year.
Yes, so we've launched this report today, which is one of our regular reports on the health of the Irish economy. And as you said, the economy is doing well and growing at a strong pace. We do highlight a number of risks, Brexit being the main one. I mean, there are other international developments, I think, again, that people are aware of, you know, the potential for geopolitical tensions, trade and so on, all of which are very topical at the moment. And I suppose, you know, in calling out these risks, one of our key messages was around the need to build resilience in the economy. So trying to make sure that the economy is well prepared in the event of a downturn. And that's one of the key messages for today.
And we've seen already with cheese, where we're very vulnerable in terms of cheddar, that there has been very good work in developing new markets. But talk to us about the sectors and regions of the country most exposed to the effects of Brexit.
Yeah, so I think one of the things that it's important to remember is that even though Brexit hasn't happened yet, because of sterling volatility in particular, I suppose the overall weakening of sterling over the last couple of years, a number of sectors of the economy, particularly those that export heavily to the UK, like agri-food, for example, have already been affected to some extent. And you mentioned the inflation figures there, and you can see that inflation in Ireland is low, partly as a result of imports coming from the UK, where we've had weakened sterling. I think some of our concerns are, as you suggest, that there are particular sectors that are more exposed. We did some work earlier on this year, particularly about the agri-food sector, beef, cheese, you mentioned, and so on. The border counties that may be vulnerable in particular. And I think one of the challenges for SMEs in particular is, you know, how do you prepare for something that is so uncertain? So we're doing a lot of work with financial services firms, but what we're also saying to other firms is you need to be thinking about your markets. If you're an importer, you need to be thinking about what's coming from the UK, but also distribution channels, supply channels. How do things get from where you are to where they need to go to? Is the UK being used as a land bridge, for example, or how are you getting goods in and out of Ireland? These are all the uncertainties, I suppose, that people need to think about.
One of the things we heard a lot about in the big crash, the big downturn, was the level of public and private debt in this country. There are fears that we're nearly at peak and there could be some bad news for the economy around the corner. It's going to have to turn downwards at some stage. How vulnerable are we because of debt levels at the moment?
Yeah, so I think a legacy of the crisis, as you mentioned, still remains one of the key issues for Ireland. So households, for example, in Ireland, even though many people are doing better now in terms of their income and so on, remain the fourth most highly indebted households in the EU by comparison with income. We know, again, that you know, government debt remains very high by international comparisons. And people might be aware of these difficulties of measuring the size of the Irish economy, you know, the GDP figures that are somewhat distorted. So if you look at government debt to what we use, or, you know, a more underlying measure, the debt remains significant. And again, I think this brings us back to resilience. So for our part in the central bank, looking at how do we protect the resilience of households, for example, against that indebtedness, where we have our very important mortgage measures that people will be aware of, which also help with the resilience of the banks. We have a new tool that we've just activated in recent times, an additional capital requirement for the banks, which again is about building resilience in the banks. And I think we've given a strong message this year, you know, about the need for prudence in the management of the government finances as well.
Yes, because it was the bank's huge debt, in fact, that helped to make everything so much worse for everybody the last time out. How resilient are Irish banks now? How is their debt level? How are their bad loans performing?
Yeah, so I think on non-performing loans, the banks have made a lot of progress. However, the level of non-performing loans in Ireland, which is still around 10 or 11%, is again high by international standards. So we're very focused on looking at the banks, making sure that they have enough capital and so on, but also trying to make sure that in dealing with their non-performing loans, they're very heavily engaged with their borrowers, that they're coming up with sustainable solutions for their borrowers, and that they're supporting
indeed,
people
that they're
in dealing
being
with
fair.
That. Yes, and that they're being fair. Yeah. And I mean, people, I think, will be aware of the central bank's requirements for how people are dealt with if they're in mortgage arrears, for example.
We know, and we discuss many times, the housing issue in terms of the social impact, the impact it's having on individual families. But what's the impact it's having on the economy?
Yeah, so I think when we look at that, as you say, there are individuals, and we know, for example, that our mortgage rules have an effect on individuals who are trying to save for a home and so on. I think our overall assessment of the market is that two key issues. Certainly affordability is an issue, I think, particularly in Dublin, and people see that, and I know individuals will be feeling that. We do see some moderation in house prices, particularly in Dublin in the last few months. I think our key message is, while we know the mortgage rules affect individuals and people have to save for a deposit,
because
and
you've
have to
kept
look at their
the
income.
Rules on, you reviewed it and you've decided the central bank to keep those rules about the size of the deposit required. And, you know, many people just finding that the last straw when they're already paying more in rent, they could easily afford the mortgage, but it's the deposit that's the problem.
Yeah, so I think we accept that it affects individuals, of course, and perhaps their plans to buy a home. I suppose our job, though, is to look at the resilience of the system overall. We unfortunately have suffered very ill effects from a housing related crisis here previously. We've seen the effect, for example, that mortgage arrears can have on individual families. And so our rules are very much targeted at trying to help households, protect them against those kind of risks into the future, and also to protect the banks, because as you rightly mentioned, the banks had a significant effect on the public finances during the crisis as well.
Maybe in the end, although at the moment it's not clear how, there will be some kind of deal that means there won't be a hard crash out Brexit and there will be a transition time and the talking will continue and we won't see that bad Brexit cloud coming over the horizon. Nonetheless, at some stage, there is going to be a downturn. We've had a period of extensive growth for a very long period of time now. Is it different this time? Are we stronger, more resilient as an economy? Or when the bad times come back, are we going to find the same business of runaway debt and no money in the banks and crisis and budgets being slashed left, right and centre?
Yeah, so I think you're exactly right. Economies go up and down. One of the challenges for Ireland is that we're a small, open economy and therefore, because of that, the ups and downs can be much more pronounced. And clearly we saw a very, very pronounced downturn during the crisis. I mean, from our point of view, I think we're very heavily focused on the banks, on the mortgage market, on building resilience in those areas. The banks are certainly much better capitalised than they were at the time of the crisis, better liquidity. We've put in place strong rules like the mortgage rules to protect both the banks and households. This capital buffer that I mentioned is another requirement that the banks have to meet. And I think we, in terms of our approach, is much more intense than it was prior to the crisis. So I think, yes, there will be a downturn. The banks and households, because of some of the things that we've done, are more resilient. But there are also other players in the economy. And I think that's one of the reasons why in our report we're calling out this key message about the need to build resilience across the economy. So be that the government finances, be that firms themselves thinking about planning ahead, how can they plan for some of the risks that we see? How can they maybe protect their financial position a little bit better and have that resilience so that if and when a downturn comes, we have some capacity to weather that a little bit better.
Okay, appreciate your time this lunchtime. Sharon Donnery, Deputy Governor of the Central Bank. Thank you very much indeed
for
joining us on the News at One.